Hi, this is Riley James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Shark-infested waters. They were dangerous places to play. You approached me like a brother. Told me all that you see isn't true. A shark pops out the water, crucifix carved in his tooth. There was one song left repeating as I drifted off, grazing your leg. It was tough
to tell your motives. We're stuck between no and yes. When I woke, I saw your anger. It pierced through the top of my spine. That I pushed too far to recover. Was I living on borrowing time? Showed up, you were glowing. Taking my last breath away. On the arm of some opponent. Gushing at each word he said. When I asked to speak about it, you make it real easy for me. Just because we have a baby doesn't mean that you belong to me.
Oh man, I gotta turn your mic on, man. It's not there. Just give me a second. I'm also tangled right now. Jeez. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the final.
Hello, everyone.
Here, I'll put the mic in between us, and we'll just speak loudly. Welcome, everyone.
But my headphones aren't on, so I can't hear you.
You just don't know how loud you're being.
Ah, well.
That's it.
Anyway.
Welcome. Well,
the post penultimate episode of Borkmasters.
Yeah.
You hate to see it.
I'm turning on your mic right now. Don't worry.
Oh, very nice.
There we go. Try that out now. Oh, you hear that buzzing? That's annoying.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, now it's gone. Okay.
Okay.
Wow, that was so quick of me.
I can still hear it a little bit.
The final episode.
Yeah.
Of Borkmasters on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tumps. Tumps.
I love Tumps.
Freeform radio.
Yeah. Our last time on the radio ever until I get famous as man on road who witnessed crime.
What?
And then I'll be interviewed on the radio.
Oh.
As a bystander.
I'm just going to sprint around to local events and pretend that I was there.
That's
and
fair.
Add my
Maybe
comments.
I'll call into radio shows.
Yeah, we can keep calling into WMFO.
Yeah. Or jamming 94.5.
Yeah.
One of those ones where they ask for, like, bad hookup stories, and I'll just call and just tell them about my day.
I don't know they did that.
Well, yeah.
That's a pretty funny idea. You could just make stuff up, though.
Yeah, but it's all, like... I don't want to say anything mean about the people of Boston. But I don't know. I think most of the calls you can kind of tell that it's not someone who is really
lying.
Yeah, I really like trying to prank.
Yeah.
Pranking requires a certain level of intelligence,
You're saying the city, the greater area of Boston, lacks that of people who might be calling that radio station?
No, it's just a specific demographic of, like, people who, like, go out in Boston and, like, I don't know how to describe it. Well, I do know how to describe it, but that's the problem.
Uh-huh.
But anyway.
There was a show in the...
Anyone want to call in?
Don't tempt us. There was a show in the 90s, I think, that Jon Stewart hosted before The Daily Show. And I was like, you wrote it? And people would just send MTV their ridiculous stories at home. And then these, like, sketch comics would just try to act it out and, like, bring it to life about what they imagined it as.
That's funny.
And I wonder if people just tried to get creative and lied.
Yeah. If anyone has any... We're now opening... We're turning to the caller lines. If anyone has any Pierce hookup stories... Just kidding. At least then, if someone calls in with a story, we'll know that they're pranking us. Anyway, what's next?
Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, nice. What is this, Cecilia?
No, At the Zoo.
Oh, At the Zoo, yes.
You chose this.
Yeah. No, I forgot that I put that
all right,
one on.
You guys enjoy that, and we're going to control control the radio traffic as thousands of people call in to tell them stories about Smooch and me.
Someone told me it's all happening at the zoo. I do believe it. I do believe it's true. Journey from the east side to the park, just a fine and fancy ramble to the zoo. But you can take a crosstown bus if it's raining or it's cold, and the animals will love it if you do. Tells me it's all happening at the zoo. I do believe it. I do believe it's true. The monkeys stand for honesty. Giraffes are insincere. And the elephants are kindly, but they're dumb. Orangutans are skeptical of changes in their cages. And the zookeeper is very fond of rum. Zebras are reactionaries. Antelopes are missionaries. Pigeons blocked in secrecy. And hamsters turn on frequently. What the cats?
Simon and Garfunkel slaps.
Yeah, that's a great. A lot of that stuff is slower.
Was that
not all of it?
Was that part of the album that they made for the movie The Graduate, like with Hamish, like Miss Robinson?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
because that's just like a best of thing that I was playing it off of.
Because
my parents always used to play that when I was younger, so those are like the only songs that I know.
That's cool. My parents used to play Wu-Tang Clan to me when I was younger.
Oh yeah. Yeah, my parents just fed me a strict diet of Simon and Garfunkel and Vanilla Ice.
I actually got Vanilla Ice when I was younger, too, yeah.
Yeah, I feel you.
Just, like, I'm sifted through LimeWire on my family computer, and Vanilla Ice was on there, and thought it was rap.
Yeah. My playlist for my future children are already set. It's just all 6ix9ine.
mine's XXX's greatest hits.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P. to a... person. And 6ix9ine's in jail. Or witness protection? Who knows? Doesn't matter.
It's gonna be hard to protect him in a witness manner with 6ix9ine across his face.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have trouble believing that he would be the first person with face tats that has ever needed relocation.
You're probably right. Yep.
Maybe
send him off.
They could either, like...
They have to keep them in the country for witness protection,
probably.
Do they?
But, like, you can either, like...
You can send, like, him to Montana.
Use makeup or, like, take off his... Or, like, get his tattoos removed.
Yeah, they'll probably have to. That'd be pretty funny.
Yeah. And then cut his hair, and then no one will recognize him.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're a long way from At the Zoo by Simon and Garfunkel, but great song.
True.
Really fun.
All right. Yep. I'm going to play Still Woozy now.
Ooh.
The artist released an EP, which is a pretty solid, good production, good songwriting. The song is with Omar Apollo, and this artist, Eluje. I don't know. E-L-U and then J. But
Eluje.
That's a cool song. Pretty much sounds like an Omar Apollo song, but, like, produced by Still Woozy. And it's smooth. And some of it's in Spanish.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. This one's for you, Fabio. Still Woozy. We're going to bring in our Spanish-speaking friend Fabio to fact-check and make sure that there are no curse words in that song.
That's not a fact-check. Fact-check?
It's a language check.
To make sure that he only spoke truths.
So, he's more like a FCC double-checker.
FCC. Sorry, I know you don't get that joke because you took Gaelic in high school, but...
You and I both know that we both took French.
Yeah, one of us took it better than the other, though.
Also, it's not Gaelic, it's just Irish.
Did I ask you?
Well, if you're going to insult it, you know, that's
I wasn't
just...
insulting it.
You can't take Gaelic anywhere besides Ireland.
Really? Why not?
Because it's, like, only spoken there and barely spoken there.
Not nice.
I know. They kind of force the kids to learn it.
Really?
And then some want to, and a lot of them don't. But it's spoken more in the countryside.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Shall we play Miramasa?
Sure. This is One Night, featuring Charlie XCX by the artist formerly and still known by Muramasa.
He's from a very obscure place. Do you know where he's from?
I know he's British. I don't know, probably like Surrey or something random.
You know, he's from like an island. I remember, oh my God, he's really young too.
Yeah.
He's from, I don't even know how to pronounce this.
Well, that's where he was born, but I think he's British.
Born in...
Oh wait, Guernsey.
Guernsey.
I thought that said Germany.
Me too, when I first saw it. Yeah, Guernsey is very small.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where it actually is, but very interesting, nonetheless. Says he was born and raised in Guernsey. Cool. All right.
Sweet.
We'll get back to you about geographically where Guernsey is, but this is One Night with Charlie XCX. I did not know that song.
Yeah, I like that song a lot. That, two summers ago, summer before junior year, me and some of our friends, Fabio and Zach, and two of my friends from home, went to a Merle Master concert.
That's cool.
And that song, along with Firefly, was just a really fun song to see live, like in a kind of small venue. It was super cool. And then he also, do you know his song with Designer?
I don't think so.
All Around the World. It's there's no clean version on the streaming service that we're using. So I can't play it, but I love that song. Real shame that Designer is not doing anything, cuz he has such a cool voice.
I was just thinking about that.
He's not. I mean, he's like doing stuff, but it's not popular.
He's been doing stuff?
I think he's like on and off.
Oh.
I think he's like released like one album or something.
I wonder how he's gonna be doing. Yeah, same with like Fetty Wap, kind of. I don't see him really coming back that much, but who knows.
Yeah,
there's always time.
I don't know. I mean, he had that song with like Fifth Harmony or whatever.
I didn't know that
like kind of it was like kind of recent. It was like fairly popular. But anyway.
All right, we'll keep moving on.
Yeah, we will.
I'm going to play a song by Sidney Gish. The Northeastern Boston-based artist. And this song is cool. I did not know that she was a solo artist live, because I saw her play this song, and it involved drum loops and looping guitars and whatnot, and it was pretty neat. But this is a cool song called Sophisticated Space.
I'm excited.
What is sophisticated space?
Boop de boop boop. Sidney Gish. Boop de boop boop.
Boom de poot. Boom
de poot. All right. Rich Gang's next.
Rich Gang. You mean Lifestyle by Young Thug and Rich Homie Quan?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. There was a kid in my grade in high school named Richard Quan.
That's sick.
And I was like, he sat next to me, and I was like, you know you have a very easy senior Facebook name, right? He's like, what?
That's funny.
I was like, do you know Rich Homie Quan? And it was very easy for him.
Yeah.
There. I gave it to him.
Nice. So you know that, so you know him, but you don't, how do you not know this song?
I probably do.
The song was really big. When Young Thug and Rich Homie Quan would make music together back
in the
day.
I just like don't know the names of any of Young Thug's songs.
Well then.
I'm going to find out if I know this, but...
Yeah.
Sorry. In advance, I guess.
That's okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Montana trap. Yeah. Red homie, thugger, thugger, thugger. Red homie, thugger, thugger, thugger.
Oh.
Oh.
Rich gang. Thug, thug, baby. Got like 20. Ah.
So far, I don't know the song.
Did a lot, did a lot. Just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
I'm sorry, I do know the song.
Just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle. Living life like a beginning, this is only beginning. I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds, still beginning. Still streaming from the other side. I'm a ride for my hey. Convoy. I'm a tie for my hey. Convoy. I ain't gonna feel like no money. Genie. I'm living my life like Beanie. I repeat my brother Beanie. I stack them right to the ceiling. Now these can't beat me. I just might wake up one Chanel and these can't see me. I'm in a whole nother league. I ain't got AIDS, but I swear to God I'ma bleed. Till I D.I.E. 28 flows up, I feel like I can F.L.Y.E. Top, top of these. God told me they can never stop me, so they ain't gon' stop me. I'm in that comment with baby mommy, get sloppy toppy. I'm bleeding red like a devil, I see these plotty. They wanna know how I got hymns and I didn't finish Cali. Just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
Living life like a beginning, this is only beginning. I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds, still beginning.
I do it for my daddy, I do it for my mama. Them long nights, I swear to God, I do it for the coma. I'm Willie B.B., no, my chest in the jungle. Hey. Money, home, money, I got commas and I ain't bad. Sunday through Monday, I've been grinding with no shit. Talking about taking something from me like no weed. Nah. Thuggle, thuggle, that my brother, brother. Thuggle, thuggle. You don't want no trouble, trouble. Or you can get these fish, knuckle, knuckle. Hey. Buckle up like a seatbelt or I shoot ya. Punching on the gas, too fast, and I lose ya. Hey. Give me a bed, and I do, huh? Hey. I wanna Medusa. Ooh. I swear, don't cut it strong, I'm blowing super. Hey, hey, grinding for a new day. I'm skating like that new blue face. Hey, I'm on the top, just like toothpaste. Wait, I'm in her mouth, just like toothpaste.
Yeah. Did a lot, just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
Uptown, so swagged out.
Living like a beginning, this is only beginning. I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds.
You understand me? Just in the middle of this ocean. Pacific, that is.
Pacific, that is.
You understand me? Bunch of bad.
You heard.
Popping that GTV.
You heard.
Living that lifestyle. Yeah, I do this for Miss Gladys, boy. 100.
I remember, like, videos online, like, people making fun of that and, like, just pretending to try singing it.
Oh, yes.
Fun videos
I remember,
online.
You know, being cool, listening to that at parties, you know, just hanging out. I love rap. You know high school.
I remember the days when I would sing those lyrics with other people around because we all liked the song. We love Rich Gang.
Okay.
Cousin Stiz, is this new?
Is that what's next? No, yeah. It's not. This is
no.
Old. Nice. Cousin Stiz, a Boston rapper. Let's go.
Wow.
It's been a long time since, well, I mean, a long time. There's never really been Boston rapper.
Unless you consider Pixies rap, which you don't. If you do, please don't.
Yeah. But Cousin Stiz, this is a few years old. I don't know. Cousin Stiz is cool. I haven't, like, loved any of his stuff. But
this is a song with Offset.
But he's good, and he's pretty cool. And this song, he has some nice verses, good beat, and just a classic 2018 Offset verse. And 2019, honestly. Some of 2017. Best feature in rap right now.
Headlock by Cousin Stiz.
Yeah.
Good beat.
Yeah, I put the drink in the headlock. Tryna cross me, boy, you better not. Four until four, almost fell out. Do what they can, cause it's deadlock. Four until four, almost fell out. I put the drink in the headlock. Tryna cross me, boy, you better not. Four until four, almost fell out. Yeah, almost fell out. How did I know you would sell out? I hit the block and I sell out. Plug in the lay, put the mail out. Be waiting for handouts. I roll the blunt size as dreadlocks. Most of my sneakers is dead stock. I put to the bedrock. I will not sell from the crib though. No service there like a dead spot. I don't need pig cause I smell cop. I've been this way since the sandbox. And I must live what I cannot. Impossible why the not. I am more lucky than Shamrock. All my dogs cold in the lead hot. I put the drink in the headlock. Tryna cross me, boy, you better not. Four until four, almost fell out. Do what they can, cause it's deadlock. Four until four, almost fell out. I put the drink in the headlock. Tryna cross me, boy, you better not. Four until four, almost fell out.
Bad barking, knocking on some rare bottles. Counting up the racks, I've been playing with them. Ice top a 100,000 on my arm. Got your bitch on the run, yeah, she calling me the gun. The activator got it in the headlock. Flesh thrown down and made these bitches bedrock. Hopping in the coupe, drop top robot. Everybody got a stick, ain't no gloves. Just part the perk, I ain't f***ing with the Zan. Yeah, shout it bad, but lil' mama a fan. I am the engine that told you I can. Yeah. Big bang, take a little bang, the battle, the pan. Hard of a line, I ain't scared of these niggas. Hopping in the lamb, switch gears on these niggas. He trying to kill, put a tear on that nigga. He dead and gone, pour a beer for your nigga.
I put the drink in the headlock. Tryna cross me, boy, you better not. Four until four, almost fell out. Do what they can, cause it's deadlock. Four until four, almost fell out. I put the drink in the headlock. Tryna cross me, boy, you better not. Four until four, almost fell out. These days I'm running like Ricky and Ross. What did it take? Turn yourself to a boss. I'm getting old, but you know I floss. Straight to the bread at all costs. Those diamonds ain't real, boy, so knock it off. Hitting the floor till I'm nodding off. Smoking the gas with the CBs and rosters. Just spent 100 on one plate of pasta. Yeah. Green and the red, I'm like Blanca. Play with the team, turn a country. Rolling in water like lobster. Me and three bitches and Benihana. I ain't their daddy, they call me Papa. 100 bit come up off $50. Watch out for snakes like a Gucci collar. I put the drink in the headlock. Tryna cross me, boy, you better not. Four until four, almost fell out. Do what they can, cause it's deadlock. Four until four, almost fell out. I put the drink in the headlock. Tryna cross me, boy, you better not. Four until four, almost fell out. I put the drink in the headlock. I put the drink in the headlock.
Oh, sorry.
Excellent work, Cousin Stiz.
Good work.
And Offset.
And was he just doing Offset?
What do you mean?
Did he have a verse?
Yeah.
When?
He had the second verse. You know, the one that started off when he shouted, Offset!
His only role in the song was Offset!
That'd be kind of sick. Honestly worth it.
That'd be funny.
There are a few songs like that, but I can't remember what they are.
I'm trying to think of that.
I know there definitely are.
Did Travis ever do that on any song?
Travis definitely did that.
Just is only going like, yeah.
Kanye had
with Watch?
Three Stacks. No.
Isn't Watch the only role Travis has is, yeah.
No.
Because it's just Uzi going the whole time.
I think he has a verse on it.
I'm pretty sure Uzi raps the whole time, and then Kanye. No,
all three of them have verses. I'm pretty sure. But on 30 Hours, I think, on Life of Pablo, he has Andre 3000, and I'm pretty sure he only just ad-libs. It's kind of messed up, to be honest.
Yeah, that's actually crazy.
But yeah, anyway.
It's kind of a deceiving verse.
Yeah. I was contemplating putting another song with an Offset feature on, but I didn't.
We got a few more.
It's true. What's next?
Crumb, the Tufts band that is now Brooklyn. They had a cool song released.
Tumps?
From Tumps. The song's called Ghost Ride. They're releasing an album soon. So far, so good.
Ghost Riding the Whip.
That's kind of what the song is about. But it's good. It's good. It's good stuff. It's a very short song. Could be longer. I was surprised how short it was. I was like,
Yeah.
But we'll see. So I guess they kind of released an EP, but it's going to turn into an album because there's like three songs on this, but anyway. Enjoy.
Anyway.
Crumb, crumb, crumb.
Daydreaming, I stay in the backseat. The slow beat rocks me back to sleep. Keeps me on automatic. Press my face up close against the glass. I see the people when they pass. They move so automatic. You wake up when I go down. The radio reminds me I'm alive. We've been hearing it all night. Crumb, I don't let this go. Don't let the life fade away. People come and people go. Lazy day, I'm so hungry. You melt me like a candle and a flame. But something's pulling you away. We've been stuck up here so long. The phone rings and reminds me I'm alive. And I'm feeling kinda high.
Yeah, I'm actually liking that song more and more the more I listen to it. But
yeah, no, I agree.
It's really smooth. Like what you just said.
Yep.
That Ghost Ride by Crumb.
Pierce, you should have came to Detective Pikachu today.
Yeah, I know. I was busy being an indie loser.
Yeah, it was so good, dude. I don't know. Did you play Pokemon when you were young?
No.
Okay, well, we would have bullied you out of the theater then.
Used to it.
But all the Pokemon, fair. All the Pokemon were so cute that it was worth it alone just for that. I'm just like making you just like.
Was Ryan Reynolds' voice really cute too?
Well, no, it was just extremely handsome, obviously. But like it just brings up the dream of Pokemon being real again. Because that's what, like...
That's what it's about.
All cool kids wanted when they were young. And it was, like, good, like, story-wise. I don't know. I'm still a little unsure about the decision to make Pikachu a virulent racist, but... you know.
Seems
to be working out.
That's, like, every comment on any of Anthony Fantano's videos.
God, I don't care about him. But that is
they're like very, very nice, Anthony, for posting like Weezer best to worst albums. But did you really have to go on a tangent about why the White Album is the best for racial reasons?
Oh my god!
Like, did you really have to make the Black Album your least favorite? It just came out. Like, how can you have an opinion?
That's funny. God, I hate the needle drop.
Well, he hates you for hating him.
That's weird.
I love him because he gives me all the opinions I could possibly have and and gives me every adjective I need to describe music.
Abrasive.
You need to describe music as food or colorful or other different senses.
Jesus.
Abrasive is an actual... That's I said abrasion, which is weird because I had to use the noun in that sentence this morning.
Yeah, abrasion doesn't really work, I think.
But it was because of the sentence that I was just trying to be weird.
What about abrasiveness? That seems like it could mean probably, something different.
That's got to be a word, right? That's got to be it.
Yeah.
I was just sending a weird sentence. So I was just...
For context, earlier today, Pierce said he was going to make music with, like, abrasion or something like that.
No, I said... It was like, we are busy writing a song full of angst and abrasion. Abrasiveness is a word. So that's definitely it.
Yeah. Is abrasion even a word?
Yeah, abrasion.
Okay,
abrasion is a word, but it's more of a medical term, according to this.
Oh, yeah. An
that's why.
Yeah, it's not abrasion, of course.
That's why I felt so weird when I said that.
Yeah. God, you are so, so stupid.
I could have said something other... I could have said something more, like, disgusting. Like, an actual weird... I don't know. Fantano uses some pretty weird adjectives.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
My dad just texted me.
Is he listening?
I'm not sure. It says, you're adopted. seems like a weird time for that. But he also said, you guys gonna play some Bruce Springsteen or what? I've literally never heard of that person. Anyway.
Isn't he that guy that, like...
Anyway, here's Gucci Gang.
Didn't he make The Simpsons or something? This is Yo Gotti.
Castro.
This is real Mr. America.
We don't endorse any of the activities described in this song.
Castro. Yeah. Lime Castro. Cuban Castro. Cuban cigar.
Spanish chick. J Lo. Dope money. Pablo. The double cross you up.
Castro,
Ivo.
Castro. Cuban zombie Lime Castro. Hit you with a backstroke. Spanish. J-Lo, dope money, Pablo,
astronaut, take off.
George Vulture,
face off,
in the kitchen have a bake-off, she gon' snow the whole damn face off,
Cuban's on me like Castro, hit you with a backstroke, Spanish, J-Lo, dope money, Pablo,
astronaut, take off,
George Vulture,
face off,
in the kitchen have a bake-off, she gon' snow the whole damn face off,
EA Sports, I'm in the playoff, I'm in set going AWOL, I'm in name is going AWOL, hit you in the A-Law, head cool, but the wag wanna get a back. Cuban on me, boy, I'm Castro. Hit you with a backstroke. Medellin, Pablo.
Money bag, Wells Fargo.
Call my driver with a cargo.
100,000 in my cargo.
I get dope by the cargo.
I got whips, no car, no. I got whips, no slaves. All my cribs got maids.
All my cribs like a maze. So big, they're amazed. See a thug and they're amazed. Put me on the trailer, yeah. In the kitchen, rocking yays. In the trenches with the J's. Feds listening, we don't do the phone. They record everything we say. Cubans on me like Castro. Hit you with a backstroke. Spanish, J-Lo. Dope money, Pablo.
Astronaut, take off.
John Travolta,
face off.
In the kitchen, have a bake-off. She gon' snow the whole damn face off.
Cubans on me like Castro. Hit you with a backstroke. Spanish, J-Lo. Dope money, Pablo.
Astronaut, take off.
John Travolta,
face off.
In the kitchen, have a bake-off. She gon' snow the whole damn face off. Quavo. My life like Pablo. Cuba, fall in love with a. They'll treat me like Fabio. Off white like Shelton. Stick to the money, Velcro. Standing on the top ropes, then I jump down, hit you with the elbow. Why do the birds need a plane if they can fly? I'll be standing in the field with the fire. So many onions in the trap made me cry. My styrofoam got more oil than Dubai. Ride around with a stendo. Ride around with a stendo. Never, never saw your kinfo. Never, never saw your kinfo. Shooting out the window. Shooting at your window. Yeah, you better keep your head low. Fans watching, better lay low.
Cuban's on me like Castro. Hit you with a backstroke. Spanish, J-Lo. Dope money, Pablo.
Astronaut, take off.
George Vulture,
face off.
In the kitchen, have a bake off. She gon' snow the whole damn face off.
Anton, Lane.
Take your girl like a painkiller. Just saw a picture of your fur baby mama, look like a train healer. Can't finesse, I'm the finest. You, AKA, is your highness. I don't know if she got a snort habit or got sinus. Pirate red, try to sign us. Baking soda, try to sign us. Got a red stove and a gold fort, looking like the Niners. Told Shawty you a minus, and I say it out of kindness. Cuban Lynch ain't climbing. Tall, she climbing. So many damn bags, I coulda went diamond. Watch Rich Van Diamond, I'm a net look diamond. Simon said, start taking my sh- start rhyming. Four rings like an Audi, hotel sweet cloudy.
Cubans on me like I'm Castro, hit you with a backstroke. Spanish, J-Lo, dope money, Pablo.
Astronaut, take off.
George Vulture,
face off.
In the kitchen, have a bake off. She gon' snow the whole damn face off.
That was beautiful, Avery. Thank you.
Yeah, I like that song. That's it. No, it's kind of fun having the... It's just like a bunch of pretty good rappers, but yeah. And they just kind of like switch off.
Yeah.
The longest uninterrupted verse is probably like 6 bars, 8 bars, something. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool just having them switch in and out, even on the chorus.
A lot of momentum.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I kind of like... what Beast Coast has been releasing so far. I didn't think it was gonna be like that good, but it's just like so quick. And
yeah,
Flatbush Zombies, then Underachievers, and Joey Badass. Yeah. I don't know if I can before the money. well, I said the A-word. That's his name, okay?
Yeah.
And he's radio famous now.
Yep.
All right. We'll play one more.
One more, maybe. I mean, we can. We got time for two, as long as they're not too long.
All right, we'll play Mac DeMarco and then Paul Simon.
Ooh.
Which probably might be a pretty good like transition. I don't know. This is from Mac DeMarco's new album, Here Comes the Cowboy. And it's a pretty boring album. This production is getting less and less interesting. And the songs are really sleepy and like slow. But this is like a really nice love song.
And he's still so weird looking.
I mean, that's not very nice.
I'm just saying, like...
Yeah, he's not very good looking. He's just...
But I don't mean to be judgmental.
Yes, I do. Yes, you do.
Anyway.
This is a song dedicated to a significant other, clearly. And this album has like 4 or 5 songs just like this, and they're nice, but then it kind of gets a little bit... drags on. I don't know. Yep. This album might be for you. It's a little Western.
Yeah, I don't know how much intro we need to do because this album has probably just been playing on repeat on this station.
I think Vampire Weekend has been on repeat this station.
Yeah,
but
Mac DeMarco is just a little too on brand for...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. Song's called K.
Anyway, here's some Mac DeMarco.
The song is like the letter K. That's what it is. So I'll just walk by. Hello.
As the years blow by, baby, the more I come to know myself, the more it seems my love grows for you. And surely I'd be dead, had I gone with someone else, for this and more, my love's owed to you. Okay, anytime it feels as though my love has gone away. K, settle down, turn around, take this song and let it play. So much for for me to learn. And as I do, my love stays with you. Surely I'd be done, baby, had I made another turn. Glad the turn that I made was you. Came anytime it feels as though my love has gone away. Came, settle down, turn around, take this song, let it play. Came anytime it feels as though my love has gone away. Came, settle down, turn around, and take this song, let it play.
All right, Avery.
Wow, that was nice.
We're at the end.
Mm-hmm.
We got one more song.
A classic Paul Simon track.
And then we're done. The Borks are done mastering.
Yep. The Borks have been
mastered. Burked. Yeah. We're now Barks. We're getting old. Now we're just normal Barks. Yeah.
It happens. All things come to an end.
I yearn for the frailty of youth.
Jesus.
Sonic said that in the new movie.
That's true. Yeah.
Brian Reynolds.
And you will not believe what Pikachu said. It was.
Oh man.
Honestly,
I don't know. I don't know why they talked about like modern day policies in that movie. Yeah. Does not seem fitting.
Yeah. And they even he was speaking English, but they had subtitles just to drive the point home. Oh my goodness.
Like.
Yeah, I guess it's just a culture shock. I don't know. I'm just saying words. Anyway.
I'm refraining from saying
anyway.
Anything. All right.
Any last words?
When you walking?
It's been a good time.
Yeah. Done radio for 3 years? Three and a half.
I've done it for two.
And it's been a lot of fun.
It's been a good life.
Yeah. I'd like to say I've never cursed besides saying Joey's last name, which is part of his stage name.
Yeah. I've never cursed either.
No, you've never. Except Steven one time, it was very funny. He kept cursing at the fact that he was cursing.
What did he say?
It went a little something like this. I hate that.
Goodbye. Goodbye, fellas.
Goodbye, everyone.
Folks in general. It's been fun.
It has.
Thank you for all your calls.
We got many calls about their romantic relationships with me.
Love you.
Love you too, Avery.
He was speaking to me.
I was talking to my listeners.
All 12 of you.
And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none.